Next patient is Ashley Crossman. That's Ashley. Ashley Crossman is CROASMUN. CROASMUN. M as in Mary. Crossman, date of birth is 12/6/68. Date of visit 6/15/22. Next, this is a consultation from Dr. Mansi Amin, MD, MANSI, Mansi Amin, AMIN, MD. Next paragraph, dear Dr. Amin, AMIN, thank you for sending Ashley Crossman for evaluation. Next paragraph, chief complaint. Shortness of breath and wheezing. Next paragraph, first present illness. This is a 53-year-old female who has a history of smoking. Also has history for cough, wheezing, and shortness of breath. The patient has been overweight, and she denies chest pains or yellow sputum, denied fevers or chills, and has no leg swelling. Next paragraph for past history. The patient's past history includes history for history for hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Has had a abdominal hernia at a as an infant and required repair. She also has had cataract surgery on the left eye. Has a history for hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 38 years. No significant alcohol use. Next paragraph, family history. Father has history of COPD. Mother died of thyroid cancer and lung cancer. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has fatigue. She has double vision and cataracts. She has no vertigo, hoarseness, but has wheezing and shortness of breath. She has nausea and heartburn. No diarrhea or constipation. Denies chest pain or calf muscle pains. No palpitations or leg swelling. She has depression with anxiety. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has memory loss and no headaches or seizures. And she does have skin itching. Next paragraph, medication list. Lisinopril 10 milligrams a day. Symbicort inhaler 160 micrograms, 2 puffs BID. Atorvastatin 20 milligrams daily. And albuterol inhaler PRN. Next paragraph, physical exam. This moderately overweight, middle-aged white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. No cyanosis or clubbing or peripheral edema. Blood pressure is 130 by 80, pulse is 84, respiration 18, temperature 97.5, weight is 179, saturation 96. HENT non-sphalic, pupils reactive, sclera were clear, throat is mild injected, ears no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest, equal movements with diminished breath sounds of the basis with scattered visas in the upper lung fields. Heart the heart sounds regular sound in S2, no murmur in S3. The abdomen is a soft and non-tender. And the no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. The no organomegaly, extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Neurologically reflexes on one plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number one. COPD with asthma and chronic bronchitis. Number two is hypertension. Number three is hyperlipidemia. And next paragraph, plan. The patient was advised to get a CBC, complete metabolic profile, IgE level. Also get a CT chest without contrast and a complete pulmonary function study. So it's placed on cefuroxime, 500 milligrams BID for 7 days for exacerbation of COPD. And also advised to refrain from smoking. And was placed on an albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, QID, PRN. Period. A follow-up visit will be arranged in 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Amin, A-M-I-N, Mansi, M-A-N-S-I, M as in Mary, M-A-N-S-I, M-D.